This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2151. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 11th, Algeria, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Iran, Italy, Korea South, Kuwait, Lithuania, Malaysia, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Somalia, Spain, South Sudan, Taiwan, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the Algerian tests from their own shortwave sites have continued in Arabic. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports this situation on August 9th, but the actual frequency usage and times is very unstable. One is from Wergla, the other from Beshar. He says that the Wergla transmissions are aimed toward West Africa and from Beshar towards East Africa. Head 04UT, 7430 and 7200. From 0507UT, 9450 was on the air, but not 7430. And at 07-15340 was being heard. At that time, another parallel frequency might have been 15100 or 15680, but were not on the air. At Umbu, São Paulo State, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic is well positioned to monitor Angola right across the South Atlantic, 4950, slightly on the low side, which was reactivated recently, as we have reported, but he heard something unusual on August 7th around 01UT. Instead of traditional Portuguese talks and music, there were dialect speeches and African tribal music. He says, must be a reflection of the political campaign in Angola. That's where some unconfirmed sources indicate 37 languages and 50 dialects. There was music sounding like xylophone, minimalist tribal music, whistle and male reciting, no instruments, some Portuguese and dialect announcements, ideas, Rádio Nacional de Angola. He says, one of the best receptions of the week. I hope this return of RNA since July 13th does not end when the elections are over. That's 4949.7 approximately. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband via remotes in Argentina. They were on the air Saturday, August 6th, coming on at 1457. This time they remained on for more than a sesquihour, chopping off at 1632.7. They do abruptly sign on and off without any formal announcement at the closing. Then on Wednesday, August 10th, they were already on when I tuned in at 1445 with a musical prelude, but signing on at 1500. This time they went off the air quite abruptly at 1532.5, never to return. I wonder if they do not realize their transmitter went off. Maybe no one notices. But I did hear them acknowledge that the Wednesday before, August 3rd, they were not on the air, but on Friday instead, when, as far as I know, no one else checked it. On a recent previous occasion, when they missed on Wednesday, they also showed up on Friday, after 18UT rather than 15. On Isla Mujer State Beach, California, another report from Ron Howard about a low-powered shortwave Australia on 4835. On August 8th, from 1205, the frequency was covered by OTH radar, 50 kHz wide, in fact, from 4825 to 4875. But I did hear it from 1322 with a completely different format than before, playing only songs, an announcer talking for 2 or 3 minutes between selections. Mostly unusable after 1350, but carrier was heard past 1440, on the air longer than usual, well past his local sunrise of 1319UT. Ian in Australia, the Shortwave Sites Group, forwards an article from australiansradioinfo.com on the 6th of August. Speaking at the IBC's 90th anniversary celebrations in Sydney, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, or does he pronounce it Albanese, said it's a matter of national security for the ABC to make more content that projects Australian values and interests to the Indo-Pacific region. The government intends to allocate more funding to the national broadcaster for this purpose. And here's one direct quote. If we don't have our voice out there, if we cut programming or drop out of shortwave frequencies, others are only too ready to fill the gap. Well, as we all know, the ABC and Radio Australia already dropped out of shortwave, so maybe this is a hint that it may be resumed. We can only hope so. I report from Manuel Mendez in Spain of the rarely heard Brazilian on 6080 Radio Marumbi in Curitiba, August 7th at 0640 to 653 in Portuguese with religious songs. Now beware of VOA via São Tomé in English, which is also on 6080 and usually slightly off frequency. The IB schedule shows VOA is running between 03 and 07, while Marumbi is between 10 and 08 UT. Watch out for extremely distorted loud spurs coming out of the Big Brazilian on 11780 RNA. August 9th at 22:53, I had crackling spurs above and below approximately the same distances, 11715 to 11730, and covering 11835 to 11850. In Canadian Radio News, IRCADX Monitor, about CJVB 1470 in Vancouver, BC. The NRC says none of their members have reported hearing it in over 20 years, challenging members to try for the station and report it. It's 50 kilowatts day and night, but sends almost no signal to the south. It has to protect stations in Washington, so give it a try on 1470 CJVB. Ron Howard says, briefly checked at 13 UT August 8th, Yunnan Radio International, China on 6035, confirming they still carry multilingual IDs, Chinese, Vietnamese, and English. Dan Robinson in near D.C. has kept in contact with Radio Kahuzi, K-A-H-U-Z-I, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says for some time this Christian missionary station, broadcast on shortwave, has been off the air. It could often be heard in the hour or so before close-down time, 18 UT on 6210. Radio Kahuzi, run by Richard and Kathy McDonald, faced a number of challenges, obtaining funds to sustain its broadcast and also technical challenges in the DRC. He says info received from the McDonalds makes it clear that more time will pass before it returns to the air or finds another way to resume serving its audience. They say, unless the Lord or someone comes alongside again, as has happened so many times in the station's history. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, in the latest anomaly. On 6165 August 8th at 0621, it was 20 over 9 in English, but very strange modulation like amplified whispering. Intonation seemed English, but unreadable, as if run through audio filtering at the studio or on the way to the transmitter. Yet it splattered onto WBCQ 6160 earlier, interfering with World of Radio, as those two bad neighbors refused to distance themselves. I heard the same kind of horrible modulation August 9th at 23:59, already opening English on 6165. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the same situation was heard on 5025 Radio Reverde. Also reported at 0535 by Harold Froge, extreme distortion. And John Perry in Indiana was also hearing very bad modulation like this on 6,000 kilohertz for several hours between 01 and 04 UT at least. From Egypt, Radio Cairo continues to be in a horrible situation. The English broadcast at 21:15 on 9440, I check occasionally. On August 5th and 8th, it was off the air, no signal at all, but it was back on the air August 9th, 5 hertz low, very strong, but with a whine and just bits of modulation breaking through. Extremely distorted music, totally useless. Something's always egregious in Egypt. Via a remote receiver in the Canary Islands, I heard a DRM broadcast from Radio France International, which is apparently for sailors, but not exactly carrying anything of interest like weather info, just regular news. This was on 7305 at 18 UT August 8th, but not the other two registered frequencies, 11915 or 15535, and only for half an hour, not a full hour. News from Neil Gates of WMRI Europe. We will be ending, probably temporarily, shortwave transmission via channel 292, the final broadcast, Sunday, August 14th. I hope to return the station to the air in early 2023. The schedule has been Sundays only between 12 and 16 UT on 9670, including, and thank you very much, World of Radio at 1330. Neil says the 24-hour music streaming will end following the final shortwave transmission on 14 August. EQSL verification is available for reports sent via the website WMRIEurope.com. So there's your last chance, at least for a while, to QSL the station if you haven't already. Rolf Bender forwards news of another station airing via channel 292 Germany on 9670. Atlantic 2000 would be on the air Saturday, 13th of August, from 08 to 09 UT. Streaming is also available continuously, including during that, radioatlantic2000.free.fr. A press release from BBC says, UN raises grave concern with Iran over harassment of BBC News Persian staff. The communication was sent by four UN specialist experts who work on arbitrary detention, freedom of speech, violence against women, and Iran. The BBC filed an urgent appeal with the UN last February, including online violence and gendered attacks faced by women journalists, increased financial pressure from an ongoing asset freeze as a blunt financial sanction against BBC News Persian journalists and their extended families. In Iran's response to the UN experts, it seeks to justify treatment of BBC journalists by falsely claiming their journalism is aimed at the overthrow of the Islamic Republic, complains of hostile coverage which tarnishes the regime, and falsely asserts that BBC reporting has incited riots. About Italy, Rye turning off medium wave via Mike Terry, this from the Radio Reporter blog, August 7th. Perhaps the officials who decided on the shutdown could have given a less symbolic date, but the website speaks clearly as of September 11th, medium waves will no longer be usable. In the country that invented radio, the last medium wave broadcast towers will soon fall, without even waiting for the centennial. The first circular broadcast dates back to October 1924. As of last September, decommissioning was to take place within a year, a culmination of two decades of cuts. Will Guglielmo Marconi turn over in his grave? Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, KBS Korea is running a listener survey on their website until September 13th. I encourage as many of you as possible to complete the survey, mentioning that you listen to them via shortwave, of course. Hopefully, if they get enough responses from SWLs, they will not be implementing any further cutbacks. There will be a lucky draw for participants, with small gifts being offered to the winners. That website is world.kbs.co.kr. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania says, pleased to be able to hear Radio Kuwait in English once again with a religious program, August 4th from 0505 until 0520, some music and news in English at 0530, a fair signal on 15530, but beginning to fade after 0540. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2151, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Voluntary financial support, always welcome, by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. There's a new broadcast on 1557 kilohertz from Lithuania, causing lots of attention and speculation in Europe. On August 6th, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, on August 1st, or shortly thereafter, a Russian-language programming appeared on 1557, Nasha Lenta, with online presence, branding Radio Lenta, L-E-N-T-A. A YouTube channel specifies the location as Ukraine, yet the programming used the term special operation and talks about the LNR and the DNR without even adding so-called. News of a neutral appearance, says one observer. Another thinks it's clearly anti-Russian, and it's from the same direction as 1035 and 1386 kilohertz. A month before, the Lithuanian transmitter operator Telecentras licensed as program provider for 1557. Kai Ludwig confirms here, around 1710 UT, the Nasha Lenta stuff. Arthur Posner says, according to the schedule from mwlist.org, Radio Lenta is relayed through the Lithuanian Radio Center with 150 kilowatts around the clock, including from 16 to 17 UT, Radio Poland in Polish, and 17 to 18 in Belarusian. But here's some more definitive info about it via Alan Pennington in the British Dance Club, translated from the Dutch at radiovisie.eu. Dutch Radio Pravda starts on AM from Lithuania, Sitkunai. Nasha Lenta means our band, independent info in Russian, to Russia and Belarus, funded entirely by private donors. Supervised by the Dutch Media Authority, Radio Pravda has been authorized by the Dutch Commissariat, and programs are compiled in the Netherlands before being forwarded to Lithuania for broadcast on AM 1557. There are no political motives, and there is no involvement of any government, including financial. All that matters is the free flow of uncensored, verified information to Russia and Belarus, they say. A long-time acquaintance who played a vital role in making it all happen was broadcast engineer Peter Chicago. Transmitter is the Nautel RX-50, which was used by Big L on AM 1395 in the Netherlands, and later on 1008 kHz for Good News Radio. Since then, it's been in storage in the Netherlands. In May and June, Peter was in the Netherlands to revive the channel, and has been working hard supervising the Lithuanian team to get the full 50 kilowatts on the air on AM 1557, which also required a new antenna design. The signal is well received throughout Europe at night. In cities like St. Petersburg, Moscow, and Minsk, the entire territory of Ukraine. Roger says Radio Lenta's connection to the radiogroup.com.ua is poorly concealed. Last week, Ron Howard reported that one of Malaysia's two shortwave frequencies was off the air since July 31st, 11665, but it was back on by August 5th. As for 9835, it sometimes shifts off to 9836.77, as Rob Wagner reported on June 28th, and also by Ivo Ivanov August 6th at 0431 and 0503. Ron Howard also keeps track of Myanmar radio. 9730 was on August 5th until 1432 UT with a good signal. Recently, 5985 went silent. Instead, it's been heard on 9730. But once 9730 went off the air, he checked 5985 and could hear it, but with a very weak signal. Brian Clark in New Zealand forwards a positive commentary about shortwave radio. It's by Richard Sutherland, head of news at Radio New Zealand, published by publicmediaalliance.org. A vital tool, how the Tongan earthquake proved the continuing importance of shortwave. Of course, there was also a huge volcanic eruption. North American pirate station YHWH, the Antichrist one, 7475 is the next frequency at night, but Rick Barton in Arizona found a new daytime frequency, 11940, August 7th, tuned in at 1630. Closing at 1651. Of course, Spain is also on that frequency, and maybe China as well. In shortwave bulletin, Vasya Kozhenek in South Africa got a reply from Warsan Radio in Mogadishu, Somalia, asking for some technical help and possible equipment availability. It's only been running 100 watts, and Bruce Churchill says it's usually on 7700 or 7750. Radio WARSAN. Well, if you can help, here's his email address, Hassan Tubey, HASSANTUBEY @gmail.com. The token English broadcast from Spain did resume on August 8th, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT on 17855 and three other frequencies. Justin Coe explained why they suddenly disappeared in mid-July. He was on vacation in the U.S., and Amy Egan was on sick leave. There are only two of them in the English section now, but they're expecting a third person in September. And he also did a much-belated mailbag on Wednesday, August 10th. The AIB reports that freelance journalist Ding Mago has been arrested in Juba, capital of South Sudan, while working for Voice of America. She was covering protests over the deteriorating economic situation when she was detained by police and transferred to Juba Central Prison. VOA has assured the authorities she was on assignment, but she's still detained. Her name is spelled D-I-I-N-G-M-A-G-O-T. Ron Howard reports that Fuxing Broadcasting Station in Taiwan has a consistent sign-off time at 0900 UT, heard on all three frequencies, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. 15375, stronger in upper sideband, 9774, and 9410. Something erroneous at Emerlair. The Sleepy Raiders at Voice of Turkey did it again, leaving the 9830 transmitter in English on after English closed on August 8th, still going in German after 23 UT, and at least half an hour of Portuguese from midnight UT August 9th. The Ukrainian medium wave radio situation, as reported in communication of the British DX Club, five frequencies were being heard in July, 657 from Chmivtsi in that oblast, 25 kilowatts, 873 from Chasivyar in Donetsk, 25 kilowatts, but it's been intermittent, close to the area of Donbass where Russian forces were advancing, so it may go silent. 1278, Kurysvoa, Odessa oblast, 100 kilowatts, 1386 via Lithuania after 22 UT, 1404 from Izmail in Odessa Oblast with 10 kilowatts. Some world of radio changes on WRMI. We've had two broadcasts at 0130 UT on 9395 on UT Thursday and Saturday, but both of those have been replaced by relays of Argentina. There's another 9395 transmission Tuesdays at 2330, and on August 9th I was surprised to find that at that same hour, there was also World of Radio on 5950, Tuesday, 2330, although something else is on the schedule. Uncle Bill Tilford tells us that on Radio Angela Concert Hall, WBCQ, UT Mondays, August 15th and 22nd at 0200, 5130, he'll be presenting Wagner's Parsifal in two parts. About that, the experimental station, WI2XXG, of 3DB communication in Maple Park, Illinois, which is thought to be involved in encrypted stock trading. Ben Cobb wonders if anyone has actually heard it. The station claims to be broadcasting audio of timely, accurate financial news. However, we don't have any exact frequency or time to try for it, or whether it would be in clear speech. In IRCA DX Monitor, Bob Ween says, KEMR 1080 in Moriarty, New Mexico, is now on the air, identifying as East Mountain Radio. This is 2,500 watts, daytime only. He can hear them in northeastern Albuquerque, but not in the northwest. Via Steve Witt, UK, in the medium wave circle, this from the website of WGEM, Quincy, Illinois. 1440 AM suffered the loss of its main and backup transmitters in a relatively short amount of time. It'll be some time before we know what our next steps will be, says General Manager Ben Van Ness, and points out all WGEM sports radio programming remains available on FM 98.9. It's just a translator, but he says the signal is of better quality and covers a larger radius, 24 hours a day than 1440 AM, which goes to low power after sunset. He says the FM signal is more reliable than the AM and encourages all listeners to tune to 98.9 FM. I continue to hear the third harmonic of Radio Vanuatu on 11835. Not very well, however, and also detect the second harmonic on 7890. But on the California coast, Ron Howard hears 11835 well and provides a detailed log of his monitoring on August 11th between 0615 and 0730. Another day of outstanding reception, he says, fairly good and nicely readable. I enjoy this station as it gives me a chance to catch up on the latest news from the various Pacific Islands. At 0615 to 623 in Bislama, info about the August 12th activities to celebrate International Youth Day. At 0630 to 635, the usual segment of announcements, but an anomaly today, mostly in French. It started and ended with normal indigenous drums. After 0646, Marshall Islands now has COVID-19 cases. Results for the Cook Islands elections from the National Electoral Office. At 0656, a series of PSAs, message from the Vanuatu Ministry of Health for measles vaccination, and commercials, sugarcane products produced by 83 Islands Distillery. At 0701 to 717, good night into the news in Bislama. And after 0717, a few American country and western songs. About using remote receivers, I wrote this. I'm astounded that some DX clubs or publications have a policy against publishing results of remote monitoring. This isn't about me somehow cheating to hear more than I'm entitled to. Rather, it's about reporting what stations are doing. And if a remote helped to hear them better or at all, or more conveniently, so be it, as long as specified. Reply from Gary Pence in Dallas, who DXs exclusively with remote SDRs. I'm 100% in agreement on what you wrote about people's attitudes toward remote SDRs experiences, somehow delegitimizing someone doing it differently. It's a pride thing ingrained in the spirit of competition that's gone on for 100 years. Our equipment upgraded, antennas got better, operating skill improved, and knowledge amassed. As long as we state how we're using SDRs, who cares? So if you're one of those who constantly has to compare, then compare apples to apples. It's your prerogative. But come on now, you don't know my circumstances. I appreciate your accepting the way I use or express this wonderful hobby we all enjoy. And Art Delibere replies, agree 100%. I don't think those people would have a problem if someone reported their loggings from a de-expedition to a waterfront location or from a vacation house. Using a remote SDR is just a de-expedition without the travel. Kari Kallio says they took it even further in Finland. There was an unusual summer DXing competition on 31 July. Stations were listened to only with Finnish Kiwi SDR receivers, of which there were 12 on the list. Listened to stations from as many continents and on as many different megahertz and as many different Finnish remote receivers as possible. Actual radio stations, not weather services or public utility youth stations. Pirates were eligible under certain conditions. Via IRC ADX monitor, Tim Noonan reminds us of the 28th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together. It's Saturday afternoon, August 20th, starting at 1 p.m. Central. An informal all-band radio event. It's in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. For more information and RSVP, contact Tim Noonan, DXING2@AOL.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 conditions on August 17th, with ANK indices peaking at 22 and 5. Solar flux dipping to 98 on August 22nd, otherwise above 100, reaching 116 by September 2nd. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, Harold Froge presents a number of bumper stickers we'd like to see. My other receiver's a Watkins Johnson. DXers do it with frequency. If the shack is rockin', don't come knockin'. A day without DX is fairly typical. The early bird catches Papua New Guinea. Old DXers never die, they just QSB. Half of all DXers in the world are below average. IBOC is the root of all evil. A day without sunshine is a good time to DX 60 meters. I'd rather have a radio that doesn't need a mouse. A short antenna will get you UHF. To err is human. Forgetting the frequency is unforgivable. That's World of Radio 2151. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.